From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Investigators have spoken to the registered owner of the vehicle from the New York City bomb scare last weekend. They say he is not a suspect. The vehicle was filled with explosive material, but it didn't blow up. Investigators are searching several leads. Attorney General Eric Holder says it is too early to tell whether the attempted car bombing of Times Square was plotted by foreign or domestic attackers. Officials from 189 countries are attending a UN conference reviewing the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran's president is the only head of state there. He used his speech to blast the United States for its nuclear arsenal. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad told the start of a month-long conference on the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty that there should be a timetable for eliminating all nuclear weapons. Speaking through an interpreter, he also argued that states that threaten nuclear attack should not be making decisions in the UN's nuclear watchdog.
There will be no room in the future for bullying and for arrogance.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the onus is on the Iranian leader to clear up questions about his nuclear program. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog also made that case, saying the IAEA has been unable to confirm that all of Iran's nuclear materials are used in peaceful activities. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.
At least 21 people are dead following severe storms and flooding in the south. Several other people are missing. The Cumberland River is threatening downtown Nashville, and NPR's Kathy Lohr reports thunderstorms are dumping more rain across the southeast.
More than 13 inches of rain have fallen in Nashville. That's more than double the previous record. Officials have evacuated the downtown over concerns that flooding could swamp tourist attractions, including the football stadium where the Tennessee Titans play. Hospitals, schools, and state buildings are flooded, and more than 150 roads have closed in Tennessee due to washouts and bridge damage. Overnight, the storm system pushed into Alabama, Georgia, and the Carolinas. The Monday morning commute in Atlanta was a mess as drivers faced torrential rains, standing water on highways, and deep, fast-moving water. Some interstate lanes were impassable in spots. The National Weather Service says up to 4 inches of rain has fallen over the metro area. Forecasters are predicting 2 more inches of rain across South Alabama, parts of Georgia, and into the Carolinas. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
California prosecutors say retailer Walmart will pay several million dollars to settle a dumping claim. The district attorney of San Diego says Walmart workers were caught illegally storing and dumping hazardous waste at 236 stores and distribution centers around California. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 160 points at 11,168. The Nasdaq is up 37 points. It's at 2498. This is NPR. Two big airlines want to merge. United and Continental will try to join forces in a deal worth $3 billion. They'll both be known as United, and the enlarged carrier will become the biggest airline in the world in terms of the number of passengers carried. Flights would go to nearly 60 countries. The biggest hub in the U.S. would be in Houston. That's where Continental is based. The Food and Drug Administration is investigating how drug maker Johnson & Johnson makes certain children's medication. The company is recalling several medicines, including children and infants Tylenol and Motrin. NPR's Deborah Franklin reports.
The medicines include liquid versions of children's and infants Motrin, Benadryl, and Zyrtec, as well as Tylenol, the FDA says. The manufacturer issued a recall of the children's products over the weekend when some were found to have quality control problems, to contain too much of the active ingredient, or to contain foreign particles. The FDA says the potential for serious health problems from taking the medicines is remote. There are no reports so far of anyone being hurt. However, the agency suggests that for now, parents should switch to generic versions or to other brands. The company, McNeil, is offering consumers a replacement coupon or a refund. Deborah Franklin, NPR News.
Actress Lynn Redgrave has died. Her publicist says she died at home last night in Connecticut. She was 67. Lynn Redgrave was the younger sister of actress Vanessa Redgrave and actor Corin Redgrave, who died himself just a month ago. Lynn Redgrave was praised for her film work in Georgie Girl and her staged one-woman shows. She received Oscar and Tony nominations for several performances. Funeral details aren't known. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.